At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
I was having a real blast,
you
know?
I don't want you to know you're on the spectrum, because I don't want you to get self-conscious.
But at the same time,
isn't it a spectrum?
Do we need exactly. the
test? Are there people the off the spectrum?
Yeah.
Off the spectrum. Call it. Make that your next.
Off the Spectrum is actually a fire special.
It's a
special.
Cool name.
Oh,
right?
It is. Off the Spectrum is a fire spectrum.
I don't know if it's offensive, but it's great.
Like, if Spectrum fires y'all, then you can be
unmuted.
Like,
okay.
Spectrum.
I should put the change shirt, but I ain't gonna fucking this one.
Oh, wow. It's not a particularly distinct shirt. I won't be like, oh, you wore that twice.
And you know what's crazy? The shirt I would put on is another black shirt. It's just not as acid washed.
You know. Real people repeat shirts.
No, you're right.
That's true.
It will make you feel like, oh, man, Tahir's still one of us.
Yeah.
If you repeat
true.
A shirt.
Well, I mean, you know, I still iron my own clothes.
You
to
iron?
Like, Oh, yeah. I'm big on that. We got an ironing board. I got starch. I got the water bottle. I'm very
That's
big on, like,
borderline
keeping...
Gen X behavior. Like,
well, I'm an 80s baby.
Yeah, millennials are supposed to be the generation that killed the ironer.
No, I haven't ironed. I ironed this weekend for the first time, and I was like, holy shit, my shirt looks good now.
Yeah. I iron. We sweep. We mop. Like we in
you
our
mop.
Old place, we used to.
And you iron, not steam. Like you're like.
No, I iron.
I'm a steamer.
Yeah. No, I like
that?
Creases in
a
my shirt.
You don't get that with corn. It was the loose piece of
that's
caramel.
That's why I send you hot dogs from 7-Eleven. It keeps you humble.
I iron, but that's because all my stuff is balled up.
You don't fold your stuff after you
I
get
mean,
up?
I do fold it, but then it's like it's so much stuff that it gets unfolded, and then it gets balled. It's regardless, it was gonna be balled up.
Gotcha.
What's that Asian lady who teaches people how to like organize their homes?
Let go of it if you don't.
I know.
Marie Kondo.
Yeah. She's amazing. Kondo is all about the rolling when it comes to shirts, and that's helped me a ton because nothing really wrinkles when you roll.
I do that when
right?
I pack.
Roll, don't fold.
I tried it, but my stuff would be wrinkled after.
Maybe you roll too tight because you're like rolling in like
too
a joint.
Tight? Wow, that was crazy. Okay.
I'm just saying, like, maybe you have to twist the ends. You don't have to seal it.
He's doing it the opposite direction.
That was racist.
That's what I'm
Oh, I'm wringing it out? This is nice.
You gotta lick the end of your shirt like that. You're just kidding. I'm kidding. I haven't even drank yet. Why am I on one?
Shots.
We've lived long enough to see Marie Kondo be like, maybe I overdid it. She has come out and said, maybe minimalism. You need
kids.
Things.
And she was like, yeah, your house
right.
is going to be messy.
Oh, with kids?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. yeah. There's no way you can do it. Yeah.
Oh, she kids backtracked a little bit.
She did. Right. She did all that before she had children. Then she was like, oh, actually... Your house is gonna look like shit if you have kids.
Fuck that.
Oh,
you gotta
damn.
Go back. Get out of here. Fuck that. It's different.
You gotta double down on it. Yeah. You gotta stand on it.
Yeah, you gotta throw
or
that verse.
Or you can just make sure your kids
out.
Like
this
don't have
cluttered.
Toys. Like give your kids books.
But wasn't she giving advice before?
Oh yeah.
Right. That's
build
the
an
leg
empire
goes.
On it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She made big money off of that shit.
She had a Netflix show.
In her one tenet, right. which is if it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because for me, I'm a little bit of like a in the moment I needed this, I needed that, and I've been trying to downsize and it's helpful.
Yeah. How do you where's Coke lie on the scale for you?
Soda?
No.
Cocaine?
Yeah.
I've never done cocaine.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I don't
sure,
know how
right.
to feel
yeah.
about
sure,
it.
Sure, sure, sure.
Can we say caffeine
right.
in place
no,
of cocaine?
No, it's okay.
Is that,
no, it's okay.
I have
it's
love.
Okay. We're not being real. It's okay.
Apparently
it's
there's pink cocaine now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Like Himalayan?
I'm just like,
okay.
I mean, it kind of looked like that, but
really?
That's like a thing in Colombia and who's the girl who's the dude who's dating Cardi B now.
If you handed me a labubu full of pink cocaine,
you
I'd
might
be curious.
Do it.
I'd
might
be curious.
Do it.
I'd be open.
What a girl.
CP got
what
a joke about Whitney and Bobby doing like cooking their chicken in cocaine. Like they put the cocaine in the batter.
That was just Bobby when he was a child because his mom was a drug dealer. I read that whole passage in his book.
Damn. He has a book?
Yes. He has an autobiography. I don't know why I read
Crack
this.
Crack Chronicles.
I remember sitting in Barnes & Noble just being sat on the floor, fascinated.
Wait, you read the whole book in Barnes & Noble?
She didn't say she bought it.
Hey,
she said she read
say
it.
That at all. She read the whole book
yeah.
in Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, I'm gonna
you
could
do
like
that. It's legal.
It's a library, you
yeah.
know.
You get a coffee, you read a whole book for free, and then you get the fuck out. That's a $7 afternoon.
But you also have to read pretty fast. It takes me a minute to get through a book.
Oh.
But I fall asleep. I have to do all audible books.
He was like 6 years old frying chicken, which is already a very dangerous activity. Wow. Why are you six with open flames, right? Mm. He was 6 years old frying chicken, and he got this bag of Coke instead of flour. And he said the minute his mom opened the door, she smelled the smell of fried cocaine, which I was like, how do you know that?
Even if you do cocaine all the time, how do you know that?
That's not safe.
From freebasing, gotta be. Right?
Yeah,
that is
right.
That is like, okay.
I didn't think of that.
I've smelled it burnt, but not with the grease before.
So he successfully fried chicken in crack?
And then he got an ass whooping for it. And so that's like one of the first stories in his book.
Did he eat it?
No, I think his mom just like beat him for wasting the chicken and the cocaine, and they just got rid of it.
I would have had to take that.
I read this like 9 years ago. So someone, if you were a collector of Bobby Brown literature, please contact us.
Bobby Brown and literature sound like two words that should never go together. Yeah. That's crazy as fuck to me.
It's an author?
I swear I remember reading this. It was like, I don't know, I love celebrity biographies, though. That's one of my favorite things.
What's your favorite one?
The Mother of Black Hollywood by Jennifer Lewis.
I bet that's good.
I read that and listened to the audiobook because I like the way she talks.
At the same time?
No. I read it first, then I audiobooked it.
I've done that. Is there anything wrong with being read to?
Like,
but why read along too? Why not just be read to?
I'm gonna tell you why. Because I'm a visual learner. So sometimes reading along helps me like retain the information if it's something I'm not all the way involved in.
Yeah.
Like this book, the last book I read audiobook that really like changed my life that I didn't need to go along with it was Atomic Habits. Right? Because it was just so fucking good.
What is it?
Atomic Habits.
What's it about?
I have that on my toilet. I never cracked it open.
Yeah, just it's about making great habits. Like, the way the book starts off is so fucking graphic because the guy talks about a baseball injury that he got and everything that got ruined and just fucked up from this injury. And just in the first, like, couple pages, I was like, God damn, this is so good because I was listening to that, like, 1.5 speed. I was like, this is too good. So I started it over, went back to 1 speed, and just let it go. And he talks about like how to make good habits, how to habit stack. So if you're doing this at 8, you're doing this at 9, you want to do a new habit, slide it in between that 8 and the 9. Because you know you're going to do this, you know you're going to do this. If you slide this here, then you're knocking out 3 things versus this 2. And you're doing it in a time where you're already in the motion of knocking shit out. And so like he just talks about like how small changes make big differences, basically.
Mm. Did you make it through the whole thing?
Yeah.
Good?
I've listened to it twice already.
All the way through?
All the way through.
I got it. And it helps?
It's oh my God, it's okay. So good.
See, that makes sense when you're trying to learn something, become a better person. I imagine opening this book and you're reading about Jennifer Lewis and then she's like, and Gregory Peck had one hell of a pecker. And then you're like,
is that what he's talking about?
Yeah, it's just her business.
Jennifer Lewis is great. Yes. I love it. Yeah.
So you don't really need to hear it twice.
No.
You're talking about a dick, baby. Oh, the man had a penis on him.
That's literally it. Like, I love her to pieces. It's like, it's her mental health struggle, and then it's like her 20s being wild in New York, and then it's like how it's really cool, but she is so animated. Yeah. I love a good animated book.
Oh man.
And she reads the audiobook herself?
Yes.
Is that how it usually is?
I mean, a lot of people do. Kevin Hart does it, mm-hmm. has done it. Will Smith did it.
And then also when he's talking about music in the audiobook,
they're
playing songs, he's rapping, he's like, you know, it's more of a audio experience.
This is the bounce back.
Yeah.
No, yeah, keep people your get eyes Grammys on. For audiobooks
this is
now.
The bounce back.
Yeah. And the guy that Unfuck Yourself, Learn How to Unfuck Yourself, he read his own book too.
Is that Ron Jeremy's book?
No.
That's a good guess.
He died, huh?
Yeah.
I have the wildest run. It's not really a wild story, just a story about how bad it is when you start comedy in a place that's not LA or New York. Yeah. I was doing a show and they were like, pays $300, but one of the contingencies is you have to pick up Ron Jeremy.
What?
And drive him from Houston to Atlanta. Yes. And you were supposed to drive from Houston to Atlanta with Ron Jeremy in the car. And 24-year-old me was like, well, it's $300. Like, for a second.
Ain't that $300 worth of gas?
It's insane. It was insane.
Yeah.
He couldn't drive.
And you got to bond with Ron Jeremy. Like, you got to see what fast food he wanted to eat at.
That's insanely dangerous.
And he regularly would jack off in the front seat of vehicles, too.
I know you're lying.
All right.
I know. I'm just going to start saying that to you. I know.
I know.
I gotta admit,
I've realized.
I actually don't like that.
That sounds like a one-of-one problem also. Like, yeah. Drive a porn star halfway across the country,
right.
And I'll book you. Just, do 5 minutes.
The email list I was on early in my career was so wild. Where there was just so many times, like, once a day I'd go, well, maybe. No. No. Why am I considering this?
Have you guys ever fell for, like, the Hollywood, kind of like the group agents that you come through and or like the extra work and all that kind of stuff? Have you guys ever done that?
No.
Like the Hollywood, what?
What do you mean by that? Am I too far from the mic? Or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, bring it up to you a little bit more.
Thank you. Okay. What do you mean by that? Like, what do you mean by fall by it? Fall for it.
You know how like there's like a lot of agencies of like Hollywood people that prey on people who move to Hollywood, and they tell you to pay for agencies or like the extra work and stuff?
No, luckily I haven't had that.
I did the extra work before. I also did bringer shows when I first came out here.
Bringer shows are what is that? Scam.
Bringer shows is like when you have to bring anywhere from 5 to 12 people to be able to do your time allotted.
Pay to play.
Memphis Will, shout out to Memphis Will, man. This motherfucker used to have so many bringer shows. And if you were one person short, he would not give you your time.
Really?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What if you was like, yo, my 9 people, we out. Hey.
They already paid. He got because he would sell the tickets in advance, so they already paid. He got their money.
So you wouldn't get. They wouldn't get to go. They wouldn't get to perform, but everybody else, they still get to enjoy the show.
Yeah, they get to enjoy the show, but you don't get to perform.
That's crazy.
That's terrible.
I never heard of that.
Show, man. That's what I mean. That was the culture for a couple of years, man, and that made sure that you had people on your show who were going to bring people out, and so the room was packed. But that also ensured that you didn't have to do all the work yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But the quality of comic is terrible. Because think about where you have to be at your life where you like still can call 10 people individually to get them to do comedy. You just started. They're like, oh, sure, she's doing comedy. Let's see if it's good. Like, there's a point.
I'll go anywhere to see that.
Yeah. The first 1 to 2 years you can swing a bringer. And then after that, it's hard. Yeah. Like, people have jobs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
2 years is a lot, though, you know?
I always was like, I'm going to do so well that they don't bring it up. I was like, I'm about to crush in front of other people's people.
Yep.
Because I'm not about to beg my friends to come. You know, what if I need them for like a big one, you know? Yeah.
No, I get that.
No, that's my rule. I only ask people to come to something if I'm doing like a significant amount of time. I mean, I always like post my shows on my socials. Yeah. But if I'm doing individual asking you, like.
It's got to be at least what?
At least 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, don't hear that, L.A. Please still book me.
I mean, I feel you, though. Like, I mean, because L.A., me and Dion were talking about this today. I go hiking if anybody wants to go hiking.
No.
We do Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Mm-mm.
In Griffin Park.
Absolutely.
There's a
4, not.
6, and 8 mile
never
path that we take.
We'll
it's
make
a lot of fun.
It.
But we were talking about.
I won't.
She hated it from the start.
Never.
She hated it immediately. She didn't even need details. She was like, no. Absolutely not.
I've been fighting so hard not to hike. I did a.
Why don't you like hiking?
It's so stupid. It's such a stupid concept. You can see outside from a car.
The point is to see outside.
You walk to walk. I don't like it.
It's the opposite of a treadmill.
I feel like it's the only reason why hiking is popular here is because it's so expensive to be alive. Like, it's just
and they got places to hike. Right. Like, it's other places, and somebody's like, take a hike, and it's like, where?
It is so fun. I literally found my husband's hiking boots under the bed today, and I was like, I keep this shit under the bed. Like, I don't want to see
it. If your husband has hiking boots, you should at least be a little familiar with hiking.
No.
I've never hiked with anyone who had hiking specific boots.
Yeah.
That means he's serious.
We had a good time, man. For me, after making like a lifestyle change, and I was just walking at first around the city, and I was like, I need something to like switch up the environment because I get bored with this. And so the hiking was perfect for that. It changed, the terrain changes, the view changes, and I'm constantly finding new paths to like constantly keep me engaged and also like excited about it. And I've never used to hike before because it used to hurt my lower back when you're walking up the hill, the incline, and you're like, but I've like adjusted. Like, okay, if it's making me do more of this, then I'll just slow down so I can keep my posture upright and just go like that. But also like, we do it when we talk about, like, life. I take sometimes conversation cards, and we go as a group, and we just have talks while reading these conversation cards and everything. And it's a great way to, like, bond. And it's like, when I went home to St. Louis, my god sister came to see me, and we did a walk. And it's like, for me, really trying to embrace this new lifestyle, doing something like walking gives us a better option of connecting than going to a bar and eating bullshit food and drinking shit that we ain't supposed to do. And she's trying to be on the health kick too. So it's like, this is just a way for us to be productive and connect and spend time together. So like, hiking right now is kind of where it's at. It's
that's lit. Is there a group chat?
It's not, but I mean, I just invite people. Like, so I do it every Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Morning?
It's usually 8 to 10. Or if we want to do the 8 mile, it's 8 to 11.
8 miles?
Hey, a lot of people listen to this. I ain't popping up if you telling everybody.
Well, here's the thing. They can listen to all they want.
I was hoping you was going, you know what I'm saying?
They
don't know where we start. There are four to five
Big Haze ain't showing up unless it's a secret. You know what I mean?
What, you want it to be an intimate hike?
Yeah. Hey, once I get on that drink, Big Haze.
Big Haze?
No one calls you that.
Big Haze, bro.
I've never heard anyone call you that. I love that.
No, Big Haze ain't showing up unless, you know what I'm saying, it's off the books. You smell me?
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Tahir Moore, and I'm here to tell you about In Da Cloud. Now, let me put this out there first and foremost. This is for 21 and older. All right, if you're 21 and older, a whole baby. We got options. You like Pop Rocks? Y'all remember old Pop Rocks? We got Pop Rocks, okay? Pre-rolls, all right? We got Blitz gummies. We got Soda Shop peach candy. We got ropes and so many flavors. I'm talking about flavors galore. And not just so many flavors. You also have legal hemp-derived THC products that are actually good, okay? You don't have that mystery edible that your cousin is cooking in their kitchen. Oh, I made this tea and these brown. Hey, I know you're not good at math. Okay, I know you're not good with scales and measurements. That's a hard pass for me. One of the things I love about In Da Cloud is that it is safe. All of their products are third-party lab tested. They're 2018 Farm Bill compliant, and every order is shipped discreetly. So your mailman's not in your business. He's not judging you, and he don't know what you got. Okay, that's a big thing nowadays. So again, if you're 21 and older, go ahead and head over to In Da Cloud. .co and use the code DIYS and get 25% off your first order and free shipping. That's indacloud.co, code DIYS, 25% off and free shipping. You know what to do. Now, I'm going to be honest with you now. I had so many options. I ain't know what to try first, but I did try that rope. Fire. Okay, I was like, this feels nice. I liked how this make me feel. 20 minutes later, I done tied myself up in a blanket. I made myself a blanket burrito. I was stuffed, and I'm watching YouTube videos about if penguins have knees. I'm not going to ruin that for you. I'm going to let you go ahead and do that. But don't do it until you head over to indacloud.co. Use the promo code DIYS to get 25% off your first purchase and free shipping. What are y'all waiting on?
I haven't heard you smell me in a minute.
You smell me?
I haven't heard that in a minute. That needs to come back. You smell me? It's like,
but
hopefully,
you know,
not.
It's really just like about embracing, like, it's something different, like that we're not accustomed to, like, and like owning that shit. Like I love this shit now. Like,
come
I
on,
love this shit.
I
feel
so happy
accomplished
for you, and I have no desire to join you.
I knew that was coming.
When people say, I love that for you, this is what they mean. I love it for you, and it's so not for me. And I'm so glad there's enough different life paths. Just like you keep finding different ways to get up
I
the same hill and
you
see
did,
the same
if you
nothing.
Did it one time with me.
It's not nothing.
It might change. If you do it one time with me, I guarantee that it'll change your shit.
Oh, it's a bunch
I guarantee.
Just leaves rustling and dog shit and none of that.
It's a reset. Being in nature, actually, it's like putting your body on the charger. You really feel like different when you're in nature.
It reminds you on this planet. You here. You know what I'm saying? It's all kind of birds and squirrels.
This
and
is also
like different
here.
Stuff.
Like, you act like we're not in Earth right now because we're in a studio. This is Earth.
But we're talking about being outdoors.
Right.
This is outdoor. Look at us. We indoors.
Let me tell you this, though. At 10 a.m., you go with us, by 10 a.m., you've walked 12,000 to 13,000 steps, right? Not at a crazy pace, but you feel so accomplished. And you know you did something that is like bettering the longevity of your, or ensuring the longevity of your life. Like, it's just, I don't know. Like, because I can admit, a year ago, I wasn't here. I couldn't appreciate it. I was just doing the walks along the street and stuff like that. But now, like, there will be a moment where you're hiking. You'd be like, man, I'm just thankful that I got the activity of my limbs and I can actually do this. Because there may come a time where you're older and you can't, like, hike if you want to. Or you
and
can't
you might break your ankle on that hike, and then you can't.
We take our time, baby. We take our time. Ain't none of that type of shit. We ain't trying to impress nobody.
You got to strengthen that ankle. You got to work that ankle out.
Look, yeah. BK, you going or not? Because you're like, you're
I'm going.
You're wavering.
I just don't want everybody to know when I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going. So
what do you think somebody's going to pull up on you?
Or Wednesday or Friday or Saturday.
You can switch up the time?
Yeah.
No, bro. Because it's about to get
home. I'm saying that to them.
Text me, niggas.
All right, I'm open to it.
All right,
come on, change your life.
Yeah, man, it's a good time.
Get closer
man.
To God.
It's good. It's good to and good.
Look at a deer.
I found the areas where they have like the picnic tables and the grill. So one time, I want to like. Do the hike.
See, now you're talking about sitting and eating. Like yeah. now, like that's now the opposite that sounds of communal. Exactly. But like before we got there, I was just like, yuck.
Y'all don't ever switch the trails up?
No, I switch it all the time.
Okay.
I did a new one coming down today because Dion had he goes to Griffith and Locke too. And I was showing him all the ones that I do. And I did one last week where that first little lookout before you get to Griffith Observatory, it's the first little lookout with a bench and it like looks straight out. I went down that one because I had never did that one. And I was like, oh shit, it's a path right here. So I did that one. I was like, oh, okay, cool. It's going to take me down. Then that bitch went back up. And I was like, where the fuck am I going? Then it goes to another peak. I'm higher than I was when I started.
Yeah.
And then coming down off of that one, it's nothing but like parkour type shit. Like, so I was like, and I slipped a couple times.
Oh, I thought it was a bunch of parked cars. And I was like, how?
You mean parked
LA parking is so crazy.
You guys got to learn how to speak.
You got to hike around where it's the cars are parked.
Tahir knees.
Yeah.
You're from St. Louis, but you said that so like cartoonishly Crenshaw. Parkour. What about like parkour?
Yeah.
Cartoonishly Crenshaw is crazy.
Cartoonishly Crenshaw.
Right, this is how you speak to here.
All right, shut the fuck up.
Parkour.
Take the blunt, like take the force of the mispronounced word. Just take it.
Okay.
And then listen to what he says after for context clues.
Okay.
That's what you have to do. So it's like.
So it's like watching Godzilla. It's like, okay. I don't got to read
say,
this part. I know
like
what's
question
going
mark,
on.
Question mark, and then you hear the yeah, 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 and you're like, okay, let's go back.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he said parkour, and yeah. then you know,
there is a way to like listen. I wouldn't say that was necessarily it. It's just like spending time with a real nigga. You know,
because I've never seen a real nigga do parkour. They might say it's parkour for sure.
The visual, of yeah. Just like, just like a Jack Kendrick Lamar jumping on vehicles. Parkour.
Yeah. You doing it right when none of the alarms go off. You know what I'm saying? That's when you know you're nice.
You nimble.
But yeah, you don't set off no alarms. It's like, yo, he killing that park car over there.
The high socks.
Park car.
Leah, come on, man. We had something so nice going on, man. We were so cool before you had the kids. And then you just like, what's up on us, man? What's up, everybody? I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And welcome to another episode of Damn Internet You Scary. That's crazy. 20 minutes in there and we just now doing the introductions. Yeah. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we got some amazing guests in the house. First up, from Atlanta, man, one of the just the most creative comics I've ever seen in my life. And just super chill. Like I don't think I've ever seen this person angry or just like bothered by anything. I know he has been bothered, but he's just super cool. Just a dope creator, dope writer, dope producer. Ladies and gentlemen, amazing sneaker collector and comedian, Mr. Rob Hayes is back in the building. And then also we have the amazing.
Pause. Hang on. Whoa. Did you just take advantage of us cheering to burp?
What?
Did you hear it?
There's no proof.
We were like,
this is recorded.
She was like,
there's no proof. What do you?
I have never.
What's she nodding
for? I've never heard somebody use the cover of noise and laughter and clapping.
Wait, there's no proof
for flatulence.
There's no proof.
Yeah. I think that may be that mic is live.
You did this thinking that this would change anything.
Well, it's a secret. If you do this, it's a secret. Yeah.
That's how she feels about you, man. We were cheering.
Lil Ellis, burping. Don't burp. What's up?
That was crazy. That was crazy. She didn't even do this. She said, oh, y'all clapping?
Did you see your window? You took it?
Yeah, I mean, I've been holding it in, but there was just enough noise.
It was exact. We were like, bear, 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 bear.
Wait, was that for the ginger ale that made it that fast?
I'm just a gassy person.
Really?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Okay. Yeah. I would never say that. I'm with you.
Some people just
But
are.
I would never articulate that out my body. That's correct. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Same.
Yeah. I just kind of like, yeah. I've accepted it as who I am. I don't know what it is in particular.
Always or like over time?
Over time. I feel like the last 5 years, maybe I need to hike. I don't know. I just.
Hey, that's the best place to fart. And on a nice little trail.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You just got to make sure you got control of your bowels because a fart can turn into a shark real quick. Yeah.
I saw a bunch of snacks in the area, and I was like, this shit is 30 minutes behind. I'm on a schedule. Let me go ahead and get my extra money. And I was eating it, you know? So I was just taking your snacks. Yeah. And then
you
didn't
have to shade us in the middle of that, you know? Yeah. We're running a little behind. We understand.
They don't know. It's whatever time they hit play. They don't know that we late. To them, we late right on time.
Revenge eating was a mistake, and I apologize.
Revenge eating is...
I apologize.
How did that affect us?
Yo, I burped.
Yo, blaming y'all for overeating is crazy. Like, eating something you didn't want to eat, it's not my fault either.
Anytime I'm on set and shit starts taking too long, I'm like, let me hit up craft services.
I'll show them.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, our other guest in the house is a comedian, gas master. She is also a... Is it that you do makeup or you just know about like...
No, I do makeup.
She does makeup as well.
Mm-hmm. Makeup artist.
She hosts a number of shows. One of the ones I just did this past Friday, which was just such great energy.
Laugh good at walk good.
Yeah, and she is fucking just funny. And you know what? This is what I want to tell you. You're so comfortable and confident in the skin that you're in. It is refreshing.
Thank you.
I love that you own who you are. I love that you was like, man, I thought there was going to be enough people talking and laughing. I ain't have to do that shit. Like, sometimes it just happens. I'm gassy. I love the confidence that you wear in your skin that you're in.
People tell big girls that a lot. Thank you so much.
I did not mean it like that.
I really appreciate these people level.
They don't even know that if you like it. Just look like you're like big breasted from the waist up. Like, nobody even knows that.
I get complimented my confidence so much. And it's just, I didn't think you would talk to me like a white woman today, but here we are.
Is that worse than, you are so brave.
One time I was at Forever 21 buying a two-piece, and this girl was like, oh, and is this for you? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, oh, you're so brave.
See, I meant this in a comedic way in the sense
crazy.
Of like, you could tell when somebody's like, just like, they just them, and it transfers to the stage. I meant it in that way. Like I
know,
love,
I'm just bullshitting.
Shit, God, man, because sometimes I be like, God damn, sometimes I can't fuck up some shit.
Oh,
you're so brave, it's crazy.
But ladies and gentlemen, we have Jasmine Ellis in the house.
If it makes you feel better, Forever 21 just closed down. So like,
I mean, that had nothing to do with who said that to you,
right?
They didn't.
But I got my revenge eventually.
Oh, they got fired.
Yes.
I mean, if they were talking to customers like that, they probably got fired way before. Before they bankrupt.
Hopefully.
Did y'all ever wear the men's line from Forever 21? Heritage 18 something?
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it was like 1838. It was some year that was like, bro, we weren't even free this year. Like, that's crazy. Y'all trying to go back
to
then.
But we want the fashion.
Yeah, y'all trying to put nuts. This vest on me. This vest is oppressed, you know?
I didn't know. I didn't know they had a male line.
That's funny.
I remember I had bought this jacket from, I want to say Nordstrom one time, and it had these stripes on it and shit like that. I had never seen a jacket like that. I had to get that bitch. And then I ended up giving it away because I didn't like the way it fit. And then like 4 years later, I saw damn near the exact same jacket in H&M. No, the jacket was from Zara, I think, originally. And then like 4 years later, it was at H&M. I was like, damn, y'all really just be passing down the same... And you have a hold on it for like 3-4 years, and then it's open season for anybody. Like damn near the exact same jacket. Shit threw me for a loop. I had never seen that shit before.
I feel like clothes doesn't change as fast as we think it does. Like they want us to keep buying stuff, but honestly, it feels like the same shit every couple of years.
Do y'all think the mall is dead?
The mall is definitely dead. The mall is definitely dead. It's like it's leaning on sneakers heavy.
Oh yeah.
It's way more sneaker stores. Yeah. It's like we more than feet. What's going on?
Well, here's the thing. Like,
and jewelry.
There's no need for like a Camelot or Sam Goody anymore.
What is Camelot?
Camelot was a music store. Camelot, Sam Goody,
You lie about your age.
Amoeba.
FYE. Amoeba.
Between, never in a between ironing and knowing these things, you gotta be 60. What is this?
I mean, the nail in the coffin is fast fashion.
Yeah, it is.
The nail in the coffin is fast fashion because fast fashion, once all the other like people who weren't in fast fashion saw that people would buy something that looked like something once, mm-hmm. and then you wash it, it don't look like it, and then they'll buy it again, it took down the quality of everything
else. Is
that
what fast fashion is? Fashion Nova?
Fashion Nova, Zara,
like,
and you wash it, and it can never fully recover. Well, I have.
That's a part of it, but it's really the fact that like something can be on the runway at a like big fashion house, and then the copy will sometimes beat the original because of how fast they are. They cut out a lot of the middlemen in production. And a lot of the quality in production. So it's causing like landfills to go crazy because a lot, basically, people, they use the clothes, it doesn't fit right, it doesn't do anything anymore for them. They give it away or they, you know,
throw it away,
and then it ends up in a landfill. So we're like destroying the environment with all the Zara and H&M and stuff clothes, but also now
there's no need for Zara to catch strays because they do a pretty good job.
I feel like Zara has some quality though.
Yeah. They got quality.
Okay.
H&M. All right. And
the okay. Yeah. But now the Gap qualities went down. American Eagle qualities went down. Like there's people who have like deconstructed clothes from the 90s.
Oh yeah.
And they're just showing like how like stuff used to be built to last.
You remember when jeans used to stand up?
Yeah, that's I've never had. Well, when you starch them.
No, they well, like my dad has jeans from the 90s that have like a quality in the weave that they will just stand alone.
I've never
had a pair of pants that aren't like 50-60% like rayon, nylon, whatever to make it stretchy. Right. But like denim used to be tough.
It used to be if you put something in your pocket, you could not see it. And now I don't know of any pants that I've gotten in the last 5 years where my pockets have not been.
You damn near
like
need a purse.
Snitches.
Well, you know what?
And that's another thing to get y'all spending more money. Guys are basically wearing purses. You're wearing like
sling bags. Because the pants.
Right.
Your pockets are getting little and
pocket quality.
Gossipy. Yeah.
Honestly, the best thing the fashion industry has done in the last 5 years is they have convinced men to spend money like bitches. Like, y'all are like, you have to buy something new. It's okay if your clothes
are
shitty.
We want the new bag.
It used to be that, like, men wouldn't shop that often, so men's clothes was way more quality. Like, they would do, like, they flip men and women's jeans
out.
That's
interesting.
And, like, guys' pockets would be this big. Our pockets would be like that. Yeah. And so, oh, well, women will buy purses. It was like, they always knew women will buy extra stuff.
Here's
but
the
then
thing, here's
the internet tricked y'all to act like us.
Women love pockets. Now. Have you ever seen a woman find pockets on, like, a jumper or a romper, and she's just like, oh, my God, I'm ready to go.
Oh, it's a huge deal.
Oh, my God, they got pockets. Yo, it's a whole production when they figure out they had pockets on something that they didn't think had pockets on it.
Yep.
Because we lied
full pockets.
Well, y'all don't even have pockets in your jeans.
I get lied to. I have right now, I am wearing shorts that have 4 pockets, but 2 of them are fake. You know what I mean?
Like, which ones are fake? The back of
the
back.
You can never give a dude fake pockets.
Oh, yeah. I'm a burn.
That would be
down.
A controversy
I'm
for
a burn
sure
the
on the
down.
Spot.
Absolutely.
What you mean I can't put my hand in here?
I had this fire blazer in high school, and I realized it was a women's blazer when I learned about that pocket culture.
As you're
culture.
Saying this, I'm hearing tonight. Give me every.
It wasn't the fact that it was tapered.
Were you in a Neo mode?
And it flared off on your hips? You didn't, that
Wait,
button?
No.
I don't in high school. I didn't tailor a whole suit. This was a mistake.
It was one button.
Bringing this up was
it
a mistake.
It flared out.
So
it
were
was
you
like,
having
I
a Neo moment?
Wait, how
the
tiny were you
side,
in high school?
The pocket was on the right side. It's like, you didn't know this was a way. You got it from Forever 21.
So
that
you,
wasn't a man's thing.
You went to the dance dressed like Hillary Clinton. That's crazy.
It was not a pantsuit. It was not a full set.
That's crazy.
It was just a blazer.
From the waist
it
up.
Had this cool little British flag thing. So I was like, yeah, punk. Yeah.
You bought it from Papaya?
Not Papaya.
This man was dressed like Margaret
all,
Thatcher.
Did it come with a body?
First of all, memory
did
unlocked.
Did it come with a necklace attached?
Hey, did you have one of them necklace? Big, like, ties, one of them big balloon ties?
No, it was
like,
a big bow.
Like a
bow,
yeah.
Like a bow. He looked like a prize hog.
I didn't want to laugh. Damn it.
That's dope, man. I'll mess with you.
No, shut up.
That's
you
dope.
Already chose yourself.
No, that's hard.
You should have been with me from the beginning or not at all.
That's why I just chipped my tooth.
You put that on.
The tooth? Not for real. Just like a little, like I hit the tooth. But
Okay.
The tooth is intact.
Yeah, I was just trying to relate. I shouldn't have brought that up.
What up, it's your boy to hear more. And fellas, I'm going to ask you a weird question. What's the difference between me and you? Like, honestly. Is it comedy? Is it acting? Is it L.A. being in L.A.? No, it's none of that. It's Blue Chew. That's the difference between me and you. I know what to do, okay? I partnered up with Blue Chew, and we're going to make sure we get every guy out here bricked up. That was wild as hell. I can't believe I actually read that off of the paper. I got to start putting these into my own words. Here's the thing. Fellas, if you had a pair of shoes that made you run faster, jump higher, wouldn't you use it? Wouldn't you use them every time you might get called to the court? Absolutely. But think of Blue Chew tablets like that, okay? Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. And starting right now, Blue Chew is offering a combo so strong it'll knock your socks off and your neighbor's socks off, okay? You're only a few clicks away from signing up from Blue Chew. And I love the fact that everything is done online. It's simple. Go online, fill out a brief survey. You're contacted for a consult with one of the licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you receive your prescription within days. It ships and it's prepared directly in the USA. So it's coming right to you in a discreet package. You don't need everybody, y'all, in your business. That's not what we're doing. But I tell you what we are doing. You ready for this? Fellas, are you ready for this? Boom. Free Blue Chew for a month. How's that sound? You only got to pay $5. And you got $5, Buster, for those tennis shoes that make you run faster and jump higher. You got that $5. So head on over to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code DIYS to get your first month completely free. You just pay $5 for shipping and handling. Again, you got that $5. Again, head on over to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code DIYS. Also, head to BlueChew.com for more safety information, terms, and conditions. We appreciate Blue Chew, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast.
Sexy love, all the things you do.
Why Neo? Wait, why Neo?
Oh, baby.
Why Neo?
Because that was like the early 2000s, the mid-2000s, wearing a blazer all the time thing was Neo's shit.
Yeah. It was that time.
That era was when... Like that 2002, 2005, we had to wear blazers and hard bottoms to the club and button-ups to the club.
I missed that era, thank God.
He had dropped button-ups.
But that was different. The buttons up, button-ups with the stripes and stuff like that, that was different than the blazer. It was the same era.
I mean, same era, but you, sometimes you threw the blazer on because you wanted to tuck the shirt in. And you didn't want to walk around with just a shirt.
Oh, you was doing button-up and blazer.
I was doing button-up. And sometimes I would button up the shirt. Have it tucked in except for this side and have this side out with and the blazer on.
Now you got the belt buckle.
The unemployed look with the half tuck.
Nah, but it was tight because everything else was tucked in except for this part right here. And I had the belt buckle with my name on it. And I had the LED belt buckle. What the fuck are you talking about?
In LA, they did regular outfits with a blazer over it, or they did they committed fully with the vest. Ooh. And both looked terrible.
Not the vest.
The vest. It's
bad. So you in LA.
I did the vest.
You did the vest?
Hold
on.
The vest.
So wait. Sure.
Every comic has a photo in the vest.
Create this visualize. So you're like, you're in your 20s, you're wearing a vest, you're outside of a club, and then someone just throws keys at you. What do you do? What? Do you valet the car? No.
It ain't that type of vest. It's a suit vest, not a working vest.
Stuff that the valet can't do. I could wear plaid. I could wear,
nigga, throw me keys. I got a new car.
Yeah, I got stripes. I got different stuff on the vest. Yeah.
I dodged that era because I was too young to club anyways. But I did do the whole... I'm lying. I did the blazer sometimes. Like if it was like an event. But it was never a part of my casual wear.
See, I was insufferable during this era because I had just pledged AKA. And so like I would wear like a button down like this with a high-waisted like pencil skirt and then the absolute biggest belt. Like girls were wearing belts in the middle of
like
their shirts.
Like a wrestling belt.
Oh, these huge with a huge buckle and then like several pearls. Like I just looked like
doo-doo mamas, like, that's what we called them.
Doo-doo mamas?
Doo-doo mamas and doo-doo daddies.
What? Who called them this?
What is the doo-doo
So,
mean?
Like, the doo-doo part is, like, how you dressed. It was basically, like, an early form of, like, ratchet. So, like, the baby fat jacket, the black one with the fur that the girls were wearing.
Mm-hmm.
I know the jacket well.
There was the black V-neck with a colored shirt underneath, so you only got that triangle of color right here.
Right.
This might be just L.A., but... doo-doo daddies would be like the oversized jeans. I used to dress like Jim Jones. like from the Diplomats.
Oh yeah,
the thermal and all that stuff. Yeah. And then that's when Jay-Z dropped the whole we doing button ups over here, and then the fashion shifted away the suits and all that kind of stuff.
So the blazer was you trying to convert the Jim Jones to the current time.
It went from like the hood, because honestly, when I was in high school, rappers ruled fashion. They don't anymore. But
you don't think so?
No.
Who you think rules it now?
Yeah.
I think that rappers are still the most influential.
Is it YouTubers?
Absolutely. YouTubers will never be.
I think rappers gave it back to fashion houses. I think rappers like had their own thing going for like a long time, and then I think they were all like, oh, the history of the world cares about this. All
right. Right.
But there are certain rappers that are in the fashion houses that are still the influence. Like Kendrick is with
Chanel.
Chanel now, yeah.
Right? Future had a deal with somebody.
Dolce is with Louis Vuitton. Dolce doing stuff with Tom Brown.
Pharrell is with Louis Vuitton.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Pusher.
But that's what I mean. They all could have been doing their own thing, and we would have been rocking with them, but they were like, here you go, Europeans.
Well, my thing is, I think that it's like it's way easier for them to rock something that this person makes. They don't have to spend money on producing it, manufacturing it.
Oh yeah.
So it's like, why would I start a clothing line, invest all this time, money, effort into finding designers, where I could just get with this company that is going to pay me to do it, and I'm going to get the free clothes, and I'm going to be able to influence the people. Like, that makes way more sense.
But it's also
They sell liquor now.
It makes sense because hip-hop is entrenched in making money.
Yeah.
And so it's all about, like, capitalism and, like, getting the bag. Mm-hmm. But if it was really, like, I want to clothe the people, I want the people to, like, look
never
good.
Never been about that. Yeah.
Then it would have, it might look different, it might be something different.
But what rapper has the time and energy to do that successfully?
ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
ASAP Rocky, if he dropped a line, it would go crazy.
Did
but I think
see,
that
did
he...
Did you see the Pumas? You see the last.
I mean, he's wore some ridiculous stuff.
He did a lip balm with Rihanna.
The ones he just designed. I'm going to pull them up for you.
Oh, shit.
Shit's is trash.
But I do commend ASAP for going against the grain and always going with a brand that isn't hot. So that,
oh,
like,
they look like tap shoes.
Those and the ones right next to it, yeah.
I love to sing, and the moon and the string and the string.
Remember, Puma had came out with, no, Adidas had came out with, like, some, like, kind of race shoes styled or race-inspired shoes. Maybe like 2004, 2005.
These are like race riot inspired.
But see, what he's doing is so different that it just would take the right person to really rock with those right now, get them when they're on sale, get on and get them popping.
That's what happened.
And then
Crocs.
Everybody will be hunting for
I'm literally
these.
Wearing Crocs.
Everybody like, hated Crocs, and then they did a collab with like people like Bad Bunny, Anwar Carrots. Like literally people out there, if they're so big into fashion, they will purposely look at like shit that's considered lame and try to make it cool as a challenge. Like people did that with New Balances and Crocs.
Okay,
I bet you some K-pop star wore that.
Look at those right there.
Those are awful.
People did that.
And then look at the Adidas that came out like earlier, like 2004, 2005. These are damn near the same.
Those green ones are clean.
Same style shoes.
These are ASAPs.
They're like driving shoes. They're like shoes you wear when you are in a competitive driver and stuff.
Are those
right.
The twisting ones that tightens?
Yeah, without the shoe strings.
So
you
if
know
you,
what they look
so
like.
So if you
for?
Don't like them, maybe your car too slow. maybe you should get a quicker car.
Big
and then you're gonna need some shoes that you can go around the pedals with without scuffing them up.
You might
be
like Big Haze. Look, he done too. So
come
it's
the
Big Haze.
The biggest Haze.
He
done
showed up.
Don't give me a refill. This
it's
is gonna biggest
get, it's
gonna
it's
get.
Become huge haze.
Yeah. You don't want to see Double H.
Double H is so much less powerful than Triple H.
I don't have anything of value to contribute.
I want these.
They look like right cycling here. Shoes. That's what it is.
But even the Pumas, was a collab with ASAP. If I was saying if ASAP started his own line, it would probably be up there. But or somebody like Zendaya, they could. start their own line, but they're choosing to like collab with these.
You think Zendaya has a star power for clothes? I think
she's a fashion icon. On a billboard.
Whenever
I'm in Beverly Hills, I see Zendaya in 4K on a building.
Yeah,
really.
Rihanna and her.
Rihanna
honestly.
And Zendaya are those girls.
I didn't know she was that one.
But it's all about the Louboutin socate. When you think about Zendaya, you think about these super high ass heels, and then that's the vision that comes to your mind is like these particular shoes. And like the thing is you got to have a certain muscle mass to walk around in shoes like that. Yeah. I'm not of that breed. But
Zendaya is very in shape.
You have to be strong to wear a heel like that. So look it up. It's the Zendaya Socate. It is like a heel. It looks like you could kill someone if you threw it at her.
She sells it?
No, she doesn't sell it, but she sells it. Like when I see her in it, I'm like,
is it that?
No. That's hideous. Type in Socate. What is that?
S-O-K-A-T?
So, and then space Kate, like the word Kate. Yep. That's the shoe. I know it looks like any old heel, but look how high the arch on it is.
That looks uncomfortable.
Hell yeah,
it is. You're walking on the ball of your foot.
It's like
tip
a ballerina.
Toes.
Yeah.
That green is fire, though. I ain't going to hold it. That green right there, I would spend some money on that one, getting that for the
that's
wife.
That's what the girls want. Zendaya's. They come in the Saks, Bloomies. That's what they want.
Damn.
I've heard Zendaya referenced almost every, like, she kind of is that it girl. And especially since Rihanna kind of took her foot off the gas for a little bit.
Bro, like,
it's off the gas.
Rihanna's showing bras. She said, I got her lips on right now. It's listen.
But can we agree she took her foot off the gas
the
a little
musical
bit?
Gas? Yes. We've been waiting.
Now, she's been on Fenty nonstop. And the cologne, I mean, the makeup and like the attire, like the Fenty has not, it's only gone up.
She's
Clint's a fucking ambassador now.
Clint.
He's a Fenty.
Fenty.
They have
Savage,
a whole man line.
Savage Fenty lingerie. Savage. He had on like the boxers at his wedding.
I have seen that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Clint.
I ain't gonna hold that's it. Wild. I got way more Fenty Savage shit than I should. I got rolls.
So you have two.
No.
The boxers are comfortable.
I got the little the lace joints.
Lace?
No, the lace ones. Yeah.
What you doing with lace?
Oh, man, I got lace. All types of shit.
Good for you.
I
didn't even know they did lace for the dudes. Yeah.
I love my husband, but I don't know if I want to see his junk in like a net. You know what I mean? I'd be like, let it out.
No fishnets?
I'm out here. I'm out here. This is just raw penis.
It's like a fishing boat.
In the showroom, and then window is like, yeah.
I don't know if I needed to know that.
Window shopper.
He didn't.
I didn't need to know this.
Nah, Rob, you just happened to be here, man. The conversation was already happening. You just happened to be here. That's all it was. It wasn't.
Got you. Okay.
Big Moore, baby.
I am right here.
Yeah. Maximus Moore.
I did hear.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is a Better Help ad. I'm to hear more. And I just want to remind you that June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And I don't know if you guys know, it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on in the world, period. But fellas, I understand. Men, we face an immense pressure to perform, to provide, to keep it all together. And it's no wonder that 6 million men in the U.S. suffer from depression every year, and often it's undiagnosed. A lot of times guys feel like they can't talk about their feelings. And if they do, then they're made to be believed that they're weaker, they're softer than their counterparts. And the reality is we're human. We just human. And everybody human goes through stuff. I've been through crazy amounts of stuff. And I was one of those people that was trying to hold it all together because real men don't talk. I mean, look at us as kids. When you're a kid and you're a boy, you fall, they tell you, get up, big boy. You're a big boy. Big boys don't cry. Well, when do we get to feel our feels? When is it okay to cry? In the shower while the runner's running and no one can tell? I'm tired of doing that. I'm tired of hiding behind that shield and that stigma that men aren't supposed to get help. Men aren't supposed to feel their feelings. Men aren't supposed to cry. Men aren't supposed to get tired. You are faced with it every day on social media. Why are you as a man going through a birthday party? Why are you as a man eating ice cream cake? What can we do? What can we do? We tired of just working. Listen, fellas, I want to encourage you, man. Check therapy out. I've benefited from it tremendously, and I will never be able to appropriately express how much it has helped and changed and shaped my life going forward. I encourage you, man, break those stigmas, okay? You don't limit yourself. Don't set any boundaries on how far you can achieve mental wellness and mental health. You can do it, man, and the help is out there. BetterHelp has over 35,000 therapists. All right. It's the world's largest online therapy platform, and they have served over 5 million people globally. Not only that, if we want to get into ratings, right now, BetterHelp is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars, and that's over 1.7 million client reviews. Let's keep it real. The numbers don't lie. Neither do the results. You just got to do the work. So if you're ready to talk it out, do it with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/DIYS. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DIYS.
Starship Troopers armor was used in Planet of the Apes. If you don't know Starship Troopers,
great movie. Great I just movie. Saw it.
Yeah. You, wait, that was your first time?
No, I just rewatched it.
Okay.
Because there's a Starship game Troopers called Helldivers.
It's a great galactic movie. Why did I think this was a news story? Humans,
rated R.
Alien roach race. And it's a great movie.
So
but
cool.
This is that the same armor was used in Planet of the Apes. And that is crazy.
When they say Planet of the Apes, are they talking about like Caesar and them, like recently, like after Starship Troopers?
It looks like
are they saying they got from the 70s movies? Like somebody was like, I got some helmets in a warehouse if you go into space. Now the shield gone, but I got them in a warehouse. If y'all need them, y'all going to space? I got them.
I got them for you. Yeah, that might be. Yeah,
they keep the props. That
looks old. Yeah, they keep props.
Oh, have you ever been to a prop house?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Is it cool?
No, it's very, very cool. But most props from movies are just stored, and you got to pay for that. So I totally see why they would reuse.
It's like when they started selling off the Batmobiles, the one from
See, I go for a hike in a prop house and just go, like, look at stuff.
It's so fun.
See, that's the thing. It's like, my version of hiking is, like, you go into some type of store, and you're like, ooh, that's cute.
That's not. That's and then you, like, walking.
You hike over to the candles, and you're like, that's cute.
That's just doing something.
Yeah. But it renews my soul.
All right. Well, listen, as long as you got something that makes you happy, that's really
when I look out on God's creation at a TJ Maxx, I know that everything is the way it is. I feel connected to the earth.
This makes sense to me.
Little Shop of Horrors dentist tools were used in Batman.
Now that's not as surprising because that's like 3 years later.
And why would you get custom dentist tools?
86, 87. Batman's like 89. Like that makes sense. I get that.
Years.
Yeah. Starship Troopers at least like 20-year gap.
Did y'all know Tisha Campbell is doing stand-up now? She was in Little Shop as well.
She's been doing that for a little bit.
That is so interesting. I can't wait to see her.
Ghostbusters PKE meter was used in They Live. What is They Live?
I mean, it helps that no one saw that second shit.
Yeah.
They Live.
They Live got to use all the props they need. They had a batarang in there. They had a proton pack. They had all kind of props in there. They had Macaulay Culkin's aftershave.
What was that?
They, Macaulay
Culkin's aftershave.
I don't know what They Live. That's what I'm saying. Hey, they could have used whatever props they needed. RoboCop's arm, you know what I'm saying? Whatever.
John Carpenter's They Live. All right.
They reuse newspaper?
Newspapers were used in No Country for Old Men. I love No Country.
Great movie.
For Old Man. Great.
But why would you get a custom newspaper? You don't need custom versions of any of these things.
Yeah. Well, so nobody sues. If I'm the New York Times, I got the good lawyers. And they like, oh, that's us.
Why
that's
they...
us. Pay us. That's us.
No, it's a prop. It's not New York.
So that's why they use a prop instead of making using newspaper.
I'm saying instead of using a actual newspaper.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying why wouldn't they reuse some of these things like dentist tools?
Yeah.
Like the second movie, if they would probably just go to a prop house like I was telling you. And just be like, we need these. Like, why make a custom version of it?
Yeah, if the studio owns all those props and that studio is producing that movie, then they have access to all of those.
Or you can rent it from another one.
Here's the thing. You still have to pay for those props. The same way that movies have to pay for wardrobe.
Yeah.
Like, if you're using wardrobe that belongs to the studio on shows and movies, they still have to pay for that. They don't just have access to it.
Yeah, sure.
My only want is to get cast in something and get to wear wardrobe. Every single time I've been in some shit, they're like, so,
can you bring it?
Yeah, I was looking at your Instagram.
What you got?
It is different when they have all this stuff in your size. And you're like,
I'm always wearing my own shit from Old Navy.
But you know what?
So
it's a blessing. It's a blessing because a lot of times, like most of my pants are tailored for me.
Right.
Which is great if I'm on camera and my pants are actually in it because they look like they fit. When you're wearing something that the studio is providing, that shit might be. You're gonna look like a TSA agent.
Yeah, but more than likely, if it's like a big project, they'll tailor it, right?
Yeah, if you're a lead character,
right?
If you're 1 through 6 on the call sheet, absolutely.
Why 6 get love?
Oh yeah, because you could have like between 6 and 8 like leads. And then once you start getting down to the guest star, co-star type shit, nah, you definitely just getting whatever the fuck is in this closet.
I didn't know that.
Now you got one line and you thinking about your pants. You're not thinking about the line. You're thinking about, man, I look crazy on TV. My grandma gonna see this.
But it's so annoying showing up with a bunch of clothes. And like Popeye's almost fired me because I didn't have these earrings from 2016 when we were shooting in 2021. Like, they found a picture of me on my Instagram, and they're like, well, we really like the orange earrings because it matches the Popeyes logo. Do you have those anymore? And I was I moved twice.
Yeah. Right. Wait, were you the Popeyes lady?
Was I the Popeyes lady? You need to take that.
Hey, can you imagine getting a letter from Popeyes saying you're fired? But not, like, from the actual restaurant, like from a campaign.
Right.
Popeyes is going in a different direction.
No. In your head, you're thinking of all the things you're going to have to say to people if you and a Popeyes ad and it goes crazy.
Right.
Now you got to explain stuff to Al Sharpton and stuff. You know what I'm saying? When you thinking about that and then they fire you, that'd be messed up.
I was in an ad that was like a news, this is real, it was a real thing. It was like a news theme and I was playing a news anchor talking about the 2019 chicken wars. Remember when people were stabbing each other over Popeyes?
Wasn't that 2020?
Yeah, that was during the pandemic.
They called it Chicken Wars 2019 because apparently, like, it started in 2019 when the first sandwich launched.
Before the world even shut down, niggas was fighting over chicken.
I was
at least blaming it on the pandemic.
I think maybe I'm wrong on my dates. It's been a while.
No,
since
it was before the pandemic for sure.
The chicken sandwich?
Yeah,
it came out and it was really big.
It was
right?
The summer before the pandemic.
It was the
Yeah.
I remember sitting in that parking lot.
It might have been in never forget regions too, because Jack in the Box has a smash burger. And when I was living in Glendale, the Jack in the Box in Glendale.
Because we got it in Texas faster. I don't know. Closer to the equator.
Select markets, for sure.
That's what
niggas got killed.
Jack in the Box did the same thing with that smash burger.
The chicken was.
God damn, look how big that chicken sandwich is right there.
It was good.
Oh, that shit
was, I don't know if it stabbed a nigga good, bro, but it was really good.
I might shove. You know, like, damn. I don't want to end your life, but I might
you
ruin
might
your
shove.
Afternoon.
Hilarious. Yeah. You might
no,
cut.
The first,
move, bitch.
The first catch, chicken
I
sandwich
like
was a problem.
Yeah. If we were both in line for a Popeye's chicken sandwich in 2019, I would have shoved you. Just a little bit.
I mean, that's not bad. I feel like if he was hungry.
When I went to Popeye's to pick my shit up, I definitely had my pistol in the car. I didn't take it in.
You should just have your pistol in the car when you go to Popeye's, period.
That is very true. Popeye's is like, you don't know what you're going to get there. You don't know what type of person you're going
to
run into.
I was in my 30s when I first went to a Popeye's that didn't have a bulletproof glass.
Yeah. You just got to know what they had in other neighborhoods. This one in Glendale. And once I went to the one in Glendale, I was like, oh, it could all be so simple.
But the Glendale one doesn't have a drive-thru.
It does not.
It does not have a drive-thru.
So you got to get out. And you got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to do that walk of shame in and out.
And the bathroom.
The walk of shame in?
The walk of shame in, too. I'm already ashamed before I get in.
Because you need tokens to go to the bathroom. Any place that you need tokens to get in the bathroom, you're like, bitch, I probably shouldn't even be here.
Right. Somebody was shooting up in there, and that's why they added the tokens.
Why we got laundromat tokens to get to the goddamn bathroom?
I just love how
crazy.
Unifying that is, because every Popeyes is a bad experience. I was at Popeyes in Chicago and I was at the drive-thru and somebody knocked on my window and I was like, not an employee, mind you, like just a guy was like, what you getting? And I was like, nothing.
Wait, what you getting?
like he wanted to know. Like he was like, what, hey, what are you
was
getting?
He homeless?
And I was probably, and I was like, nothing. But I'm like,
but you in the drive-thru line? No, I'm not getting anything.
Napkins? I'm just here for the napkins. I like the napkins. I like the
Can I get a napkin?
I like the grape.
Like he was going to be like, well, if you get a 3-piece, can I have 1-piece? You know what I mean? Like, I felt like it was going to be a negotiation, so I was just like, nothing!
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to leave here wanting Popeyes.
Yeah.
I really want Popeyes.
I do want Popeyes.
Damn, that should be so good. I'm not. I'm going to Jersey Mike's. I'm going to go get a wrap.
Fast.
I haven't had Popeyes.
I'm finna get that.
Their baked macaroni and cheese is solid.
Mac and cheese at Popeyes?
Yes.
It is not.
Yes.
It is
solid. I like it. Solid both in texture and ability. Like, I enjoy it.
What's your favorite chicken fast food restaurant? Between Popeyes, KFC.
Not KFC.
I guess I get
Chick-fil-A. It has,
but they don't have like chicken. Like they don't have like chicken.
They don't have
they
single bone
chicken
on the menu.
I don't know what happened to
it. It's just patties and nuggets. I was talking about like
Oh, you mean like actual like wings?
Yeah, yeah,
and
you gotta have bones to be in this conversation. Yeah. Okay, so KFC, Popeyes.
I haven't had Lee's.
I'm not gonna lie. In LA, El Pollo Loco is mine.
Huh? El Pollo Loco.
Oh shit, I'm sorry.
El Pollo Loco is my shit. I love El Pollo Loco. I would have that.
I'm gonna tell you what I just had for the first time.
The mango habanero.
I tried that one too, but
did you like it?
What is it? Compadre chicken?
El Compadre.
El Compadre.
I've seen the sign, but I've never been.
Oh.
Is that
my
him?
Fucking God.
I don't mind Pollo Loco, but it's bland.
And grilled chicken.
This looks like a restaurant. Yeah, it is.
No. It's not that one, then. It's not that one. Nope, that ain't it.
That logo is insane. That's Foghorn Leghorn.
Let me see what I say.
I say ole.
I say I'm juicy.
For me, when it comes to like fast food chicken, I think I'm going to go Popeyes.
It is the best.
It is the best. Why else do you think we put up with these fights? You know what I mean? Like, nobody else would.
Nigga will know, like, a person got shot or stabbed at a Popeyes and still get in line.
KFC could never treat me like
this.
Let me see.
I don't know. I don't understand the hype behind Raising Cane's. I really just think it's because it's getting in the markets it wasn't in before.
Yeah.
Like, the way people in New York
that's how Shake Shack
acted
was
when they got Raising Cane's, it was like, have y'all ever had chicken before? What's going on with y'all? Are y'all okay?
I do like Raising Cane's, but I will admit that the sauce makes it, when you have it plain, it's whatever. But
I feel like it's only good drunk. Like, when I'm, like, real buzz, Raising Cane's sounds so good, but sober, I'm like, eh.
It's just not in L.A., so I don't have the option.
Dave's
Hot Chicken is where I feel like that's not really like a chain, though.
Squash all that shit.
It is a chain.
But it's not
a secret chain. You go places, you see a Dave's Hot Chicken, and you're like, oh, they tricking y'all. Y'all think this is a local place.
They're trying to act like a mom and pop.
They don't even live here. Yeah. When I went to Denver and I saw a Dave's, I was like, oh, Dave,
really?
You ain't sneaky.
Okay, so then I would say Dave. No, Polo,
I'm changing my mind. It's Polo not Popeyes Campera. For me. It's not Popeyes for me.
Main chick is fire, too.
Shit, it was on the tip of my tongue.
Boom, there it is right there.
Bojangles.
I've never had
it. It's Southern.
I've never had it.
Okay, so this is what the spot that I was talking about.
Pollo Campero. Wait, bro, you didn't say either of these words.
You said Compadre.
You said El Compadre.
Yeah, and we found some places called El Compadre that we got to investigate now.
Bro,
it's good.
Real chicken. It's seasoned to the motherfucking
look at this chicken. Look at
God.
The. When you click on the logo, look at it. He's like,
that chicken happy.
He's like, being kind to one another. Yeah. One star is crazy.
We got one star.
This nigga suggested something with one star.
Hey, that shit.
There's only
so
two ratings, though.
The grilled chicken, though. The grilled chicken. It's so motherfucking good, guys. It's
also,
so
that's
much better
Amazon
than El Pollo Loco.
Oh. What the hell?
Why is this chicken on Amazon?
Oh my God.
Why is it on Amazon?
Wait, can we order this chicken on Amazon? Shut up. Oh, the bumpers.
Oh, of course it got one star. Who the fuck?
Can I please dramatically read that review if there's words? Damn.
Oh, they just said one star and kept it pushing.
Damn. I love a dramatic review.
I think Dave's, El Pollo Loco, and Popeyes are my
Dave's ain't got bones. They're out the conversation.
I'm Dave's. Yeah,
if you can't order wings or bones or fat, like, we're talking about chicken pieces, not chicken strips.
Okay. I like strip.
I feel like a strip is a different conversation. Because I was going to say Zaxby's.
Zaxby's is on my strip list for sure.
Hella
Zaxby's is my number
Zaxby's
one. The South, huh?
Yeah. It's good as fuck, though. I ain't going to hold you.
I don't think I've ever.
Y'all ever had Chicken
Publix,
Express, or is that just
is good
Texas?
Too. Publix got some good ass chicken. I ain't gonna hold it.
Publix does have good chicken, for sure.
Chicken,
I didn't know they were
hold
in
on.
The conversation.
Yeah. I walked they half a store. Mile. I walked half a mile in Nashville to get some Publix chicken, and it was pretty darn good. So I hiked for.
That's
so,
not hiking.
Half
you're just talking about
really not
regular
that
walking.
Half
not
a mile in Tennessee.
Like, you holding on that a mile a long way with the half.
Jazz, we're not giving you that.
I was a black woman in the deep
that's
south.
That's just 0.5. That's 0.5.
I hummed the the whole walk. I hummed. I was going against traffic. There was no sidewalk. You can't tell me I didn't do something ancestral.
Going against traffic.
She
off
said,
the sidewalk.
You can't tell me I do something ancestral? Hey, you
I'm
are wild
saying.
In the bedroom.
Yeah.
You know what? Rob Hayes, you got anything going on that you want to let the people know about? Anything they want to look up? Any dates in the day you want to give them a heads up for?
If you're in Norway, Oslo, come check your boy out. I'm doing the Oslo Comedy Festival out there. So, yeah.
Norway, mm-hmm. Norway.
Like the country. Yeah.
That's dope.
I got a real ID and a passport. You know what I mean?
I'm going to be in Norway? That's wild.
Okay.
You got to explain that.
This is the internet. This is the damn internet, right? It's people watching from Norway, possibly.
That's true. We got hella followers. We got like 200 followers from Norway.
Come through.
If all 200 show up, you sold out.
If all 200 show up, right. I'm going to be hitting with them for sure.
There's Norway, you... Never mind.
There's...
I see a heater. I see a heater coming.
We're not going to do that.
I've never heard you deny a joke. She said, absolutely not.
She's been laughing at me the whole she fucking time.
She said, absolutely
not.
I'll take a laugh. We crack, yeah, but she said, no.
Stop the madness.
Turn my mic on. No.
Jasmine, Ellis, what do you have going on that you want to let the people know about?
Two things I'm very excited about. If you were in Albuquerque, New Mexico, I'm going to be at the Rhythm Room on Thursday, the 14th.
June 14th.
Yes.
June 14th, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that the 14th? Yes. The Thursday that is coming up, that's not this week, that's where I'm going to be, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And then make sure you follow me, find my website, Jasmine Ellis Comedy. I have a new podcast that I'm releasing the same day.
Let's go.
It's called Y'all Wild, and it's going to be me judging you. So check out the podcast. And I'm really excited.
I appreciate a good name.
Okay. Thank you.
So, all right, cool. I was just looking at the dates. This is going to come out on the 19th.
That's okay.
Yeah, but y'all can still check out her podcast, because that is just as important. So make sure you check out our podcast. Is it going to be on YouTube?
You want to hear something stupid? I saw all these names in the corner and I thought we were live.
We are. To our Patreon.
So we're live, but we're not.
We're live to our Patreon. Now. So they're behind the paywall, so they get to see this early. Yeah. And then this is going to come out for the public.
How many people are in the chat? How many people?
It might be like 10.
10 people just found out I got a podcast next week.
And you can just throw a tomato at me.
What if somebody just comments, what's that tomato? Just someone going, no.
Someone threw a tomato at me for the Norway joke.
Yeah.
Shout out to Super Casual.
Ain't Norway. Oh, sorry. I've been in a singing mood today.
See, it wasn't that bad. Ain't Norway.
Well, guys, I got some shows coming up. You can catch me out in St. Louis on June 25th. I'm going to be at Helium Comedy Club. And then I may be in New York for a week between June 27th and July 4th. Honestly, I may not. I'm really just trying to see, because the prices of hotels out there are really crazy. And
that's a recession indicator.
As much as I want to do this New York run, because I've never done a New York run, I'm just like, bro, I don't I love my friends that live in New York, but I also don't want to stay in anybody's space. Mm. I like to walk around how the fuck I like to walk around, and just like imposing on somebody else's private area, and then me having to like adhere to like just other people's rules, come in at a respectable time, and then I'm a comedian. It's like, bro, I don't know, but I'll let you know. If you start seeing flyers within this week, you know I'm coming. If not, then best of luck. I'll see y'all when I get booked out there on a show or a movie.
So if any hotels are looking to sponsor to hear more, make sure you check out his website and send him some availability. He'll write some reviews in exchange for a place to wipe his ass.
Yeah,
that'd be crazy. The CEO of the Marriott is like watching this. Like, yeah.
My client is looking for... It's my new hustle, is just calling myself people's lawyers until I get 10% of something.
Yo, it's John Bomboy. Yeah. I was watching the pod.
Mr. Potvick. Yes.
It's Harry Hilton. How you doing?
Yes. We'll take a La Quinta on the 13th.
Hey, I've been waiting for this.
Is crazy, nigga.
Is that his real name?
John.
John Bomboy. Listen, as always, ladies and gentlemen, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see y'all on the next episode of Damn It and That You Scary. Peace, guys.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.